ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undefeated, undisputed, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Today, I will not disappoint. That's right. Straight up, we'll be talking in a few minutes with CeCe. We'll talk about the 2012 Olympics. Some controversy there. Then we'll bring in the Ghost, the new WBC welterweight title holder. That's right. Having beaten Selçuk Aydın on a unanimous nod last Saturday night on Showtime. Of course, live from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. 6,000 people in the house. It was a great fight for Robert. 116-112 on my card. 116-112 on two judges' cards. 117-111 on another card. The bottom line was, he won the fight going away, and Selçuk was thought to be a very rough and reputable guy, ranked number one by the WBC. But today is a big UFC day. That's right. The UFC live on Fox begins at 5 p.m. Eastern time. That's 8 o'clock, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Of course, in the main event, Mauricio Shogun Rua taking on Brandon Vera. Shogun's probably going to win that one, but it's going to be a war, because anytime Shogun's in the ring, it's a bloodbath. The last time he fought against Dan Henderson down in San Jose, California, I actually found myself turning my face away from the cage. That's how violent it was. So UFC on Fox today, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time on Fox TV. Not FX cable, not Facebook, none of the other stuff I'm talking about. Fox, the cable net, the Fox, the actual cable network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
I'll just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Ah, the sound of the Olympics, folks. 2012, of course, London, England, the site of the 2012 Olympic Games. My name is Pedro Fernandez. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I can go on and on. The Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. The bottom line is we're heard all over the world on many platforms, including RingTalk.com as I speak. That's right, my website, RingTalk, RingTalk, RingTalk.com. Now we go to our expert. Are you in New York State?
I'm born in Brooklyn, but been around the world quite a bit in the last year or so leading up to these Olympics.
Castle Chalice is our guest, folks. The bottom line is there's a lot of controversy this week in the Olympics. Talk to me about it.
Well, just to make sure we're talking about the same thing, Pedro, the controversy you speak of has to do with what some of the various The judging of some of the contests, or are you referring to?
Well, the judging straight up hasn't a judge been suspended and sent home? Hasn't a referee been suspended and sent home?
Yeah, there has been at least one contest that I saw where there was, I guess, some real grievances filed with regards to both the judging and the refereeing. I'm not sure that that bout involved an American. However, yeah, there has been a lot of talk about some of the missteps of the judges and referees, but you know it's not a perfect science, and you know these refs and judges are human. So I mean, until I know more about the
double C, this is not rocket science. This is not rocket science either. Okay, it's boxing. It's not that tough to do. It's the easiest spectator sport in the world to judge. I've been judging for almost 40 years now. My daughter could judge fights. I mean, we know who's landing the effective blows. We know who's landing the more. Who's landing more blows than the other guy, and that seems to be the criteria in amateur boxing, okay? All right, now, so we've gotten past that point, the controversy. Let's talk about the U.S. team. Where do they stand today?
Well, we got one left, Errol Spence. He's our welterweight, and he got by on the skin of his teeth apparently as well. They overruled his bout with the Indian. They had originally given the points decision to his Indian opponent. However, recognizing that there were two warnings that should have been given to the Indian boxer, one for spitting out the gum piece intentionally, the other for numerous incidences of holding. They appealed it and overruled it, and Errol Spence got the nod. So 15-13, he's our sole representative in London right now for Team USA Boxing, in addition to, of course, the three women who have yet to begin boxing.
You know, on this date in 1996, David Reed won an Olympic gold medal. Of course, he was the last Olympic gold medalist before my man Andre Ward, the son of God, of course, the world super middleweight champion as I speak. But on this day in 1996, he came from behind and knocked out a Cuban with one punch, with one eye, Alvin Dufresne. The bottom line is, why aren't the American boxers living up to world-class status in the Olympic ranks?
Well, I think the biggest issue right now starts on the home front. I think Team USA has a lot of political and organizational issues that have been plaguing it, certainly for some time, perhaps even more evidently, or maybe not as evident to those in the public, but just the same quite extent. You know, there's issues regarding the coaching. Not only was our head coach, Joe Zanders, not only did he resign, the questions or the conditions under which he resigned I think are still debatable, but not only did he resign a month and a half out of the opening ceremony, but the replacement for him, Coach Bashir Abdullah, who's currently the head coach of the Olympic team in London, because of having worked with professionals in the past 6 months, according to IEBA rules, is not allowed to work the corner of our guys out there in London. So what we have is a real question as to leadership within USA Boxing, and I think it all stems from that.
You know what? USA Boxing is the biggest travesty in amateur sports. Having won 4 Golden Glove championships, 7 amateur titles in all, went to the Western Olympic trials back in the day, I could tell you that amateur boxing is as almost as rigged as professional boxing is in my mindset, because I've seen guys get screwed out of fights that you're scratching your head. You're saying, who am I supposed to believe? My eyes are those lying judges, okay? But I think the real amateur problem in this country, CC, is the fact that there are no longer ghettos. There are no longer gyms in the ghettos. Kids can't box for free anymore. I used to box for free as a kid coming up, and then it was $10 a month. If we had the money. If we didn't have the money, we didn't have to pay for the gym dues. Now it costs you $100 to go to the Third Street Gym out here in San Francisco if you're an amateur boxer and box. So I think effectively they've, you know, eliminated the hungry factor from amateur boxing by taking the boxing gyms out of the ghetto.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could still find, you know, boxing is one of those sports traditionally through history where you didn't need to be some privileged upper-class kid whose parents could afford to buy football shoulder pads or a hockey stick. You pretty much, as you know, just need a pair of trunks. You could be barefoot, you could have no shirt, you could have no gloves, and you could become a darn good boxer with just a pair of shorts on. Obviously, there are organizations that cater to youth groups, police athletic leagues around the country.
The police athletic league, of which I was a big part of here in San Francisco, really no longer exists in the Bay Area. In the entire San Francisco Bay Area, there are no PAL gyms anymore.
Well, I can't say for San Francisco, Pedro. I mean, clearly there's not going to be one in every major city, but I think that for those kids out there that are hungry enough, I know personally, having worked with various coaches, head coaches within the USA Boxing organization, that where there's a will, there's a way. I don't think that any promising young kid who shows a real commitment to want to learn to box is ever going to be turned away from a gym over $100. And if he is, then he needs to find the next closest gym. I know kids that travel 2 hours by public transportation just to get to the nearest gym where they can train. So where there's a will, there's a way. But, you know, you're right. Obviously, access to equipment and a gym environment is important to an amateur's, you know, success. But, again, when talking about the real problem with USA Boxing, it's the international lack of international experience. I mean, sure, at the fundamental level, PALs or other organizations, kids need to learn to box at an early age and have good coaching. However, when you get to the Olympic level, which is what we were talking about a moment ago, you really need the support of your national federation to get things on track and get some hardware in London. And due to the organizational and coaching issues plaguing USA Boxing, in particular, the lack of experience that our team has had leading up to London is the reason we only have one guy left in the tournament.
Well, I'll let you go with this. In the early 1990s, late 1980s, Fran Jones was a treasurer in Northern California, USA Boxing, and she couldn't account for $104,000 in checks she wrote to Cash. So instead of putting her in jail, they promoted her to number 3 in the USA ABF and moved her to Colorado Springs, where she had a lofty office until she passed away from breast cancer. But the bottom line is they seem to be covering their own. Dr. Robert Roy was involved with USA Boxing for a long time. He was the head of that. Under him, there were millions of dollars that went missing as far as misappropriated funds are concerned. So the bottom line is the game stinks, even at the amateur level, Double C, and something needs to be done because the kids need fair representation. Then we need the best out there. We need some teachers. We need gyms in the ghetto. We need gyms in the hood. The PAL gyms out here in California no longer exist. I'm talking about the entire state. You can't find any PAL gyms anymore. They just don't exist. Gyms in the ghetto don't exist. Gyms available for disadvantaged youth don't exist. So you talk about guys being able to take public transportation for 2 hours. I can tell you this. I live in San Francisco. A guy could take a bus for 2 hours, and you can maybe find one gym in Brisbane, California, which is hard to get to, that Jimmy Ford might let you in, the great Jimmy Ford. I wrote an article on him a couple of weeks ago at ringtalk.com. And maybe Jimmy will let you in for free if you don't have any money. But outside of Jimmy, nobody in the SF Bay Area is going to let a kid in for nothing.
Well, let me just at least say this. In the past month or so, the lead up to the games, USA Boxing, as I spoke of, had some administrative issues and organizational issues. They just recently named the new president of USA Boxing, Dr. Charles Butler from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I know him personally. He's a great man. He's also an executive committee member for AIBA, which I think gives the USA Boxing a leg up in the international politics of it all, or at least a voice that can be heard. So perhaps with the closing of this chapter in 2012 in London, obviously we still hope that Errol could come back with some medal, a medal of sorts, if not the gold, the shiny one. I believe that when we come back from London, Dr. Charles Butler is going to be able to right the ship that is USA Boxing and hopefully make a real difference for 2016 in Rio.
Castle Chalice, you're trying to put a positive spin on this. I understand that from your position, the whole 9 yards. But to the average viewer, to the journalist, this whole thing stinks. Okay, it just stinks.
Yeah, well, listen, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm thoroughly disappointed at, what's going on in London, especially with Team USA. But, hey, you know, we're here, and the other side of the pond is where the boxing is taking place right now. So,
It doesn't matter if they were boxing here in the States. The team didn't have it. Okay, the organization wasn't there. USA Amateur Boxing wasn't together. They're switching CEOs and presidents at the last minute. Coaches are being withdrawn. I mean, I can go on and on, but I'm not going to. Anyway, Double C, I thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk real soon, man. You're my expert on Olympic boxing. I thank you so much.
All right, anytime. You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Castle Chalice, folks, Double C. All right, he's an AIBA commentator, television announcer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's the Tower of Power. I saw him last night in Vallejo, California. It was cold, man, but the Tower of Power was hot. Next up on the Sports Byline Network, the Ghost. That's right, Robert, the Ghost Guerrero, the new WBC welterweight title holder.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me. The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
He is the Superfly from Gilroy, California, folks. We'll talk about the former 126-pound, 130-pound, 135-pound, and now the WBC 147-pound title holder, Gilroy, California's very own Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Ghost, a very congratulations and good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing fine, man. How's the face? How's your physical well-being?
Oh, I feel great. You know, I was sore a little bit the next day, but other than that, I feel great. I'm excited. Well, I can't wait till the next one.
Okay, well, you know, let's talk about it. So, Kukaidin came in the number one ranked contender, 23-0, 17 KOs. I mean, you could punch a little bit, and I did see him land a few decent, real good shots on you, and you seemed to weather them pretty well and taking them from a welterweight. That was the question going in as to whether you can handle the 147-pound division as far as being on the take was concerned, and you seemed to do that well, and you threw your combinations well, the left cross, the right hook. I mean, you seem to have it. You seem to be clicking on all eight cylinders last week.
Oh, yeah, I was ready to go. Man, you know, he's a tough guy. He came to fight, especially putting a lot of pressure, you know, first time being at 147 pounds and, you know, fighting for the world championship. You know, it's one of those things, you know, moving up two weight classes, and then, you know, also to not, you know, there's no stipulations, nothing, no catch weight. I went right in and fought him at his weight at 147 pounds.
Did you guys hear that, you Manny Pacquiao fans out there? No punk-ass catch weights in this fight. That's right. It was a straight-up 147-pound fight. You know, Robert didn't make Aydin come down to some unnatural weight like Manny Pacquiao has with so many of his opponents. Let's change subjects just for a second. Is Manny Pacquiao just about done? I mean, he looks done to me. I watched that last fight against Bradley. Whether he won or lost, he looked terrible in the corner. The body language he was displaying wasn't good. I thought he lost against Marquez last November. I think you could stick a fork in him. I think that turkey's done. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think they put him in with me, and I'll finish him off.
Whoa, there you go. Hey, Ray, Manny, Pac-Man, all those folks there in the Philippines listening on the internet, you heard that, right? Robert the Ghost Guerrero says if you want some of that WBC title at 147, come knocking on his door, and he's ready to respond. He's ready to get it on, be it here in San Jose, be it here, be it in Las Vegas. Would you go to the Philippines and fight him?
Man, I'll fight anywhere. You know me, Pedro.
I like that.
You know me since I was a kid, so you know, I'm gonna fight anybody wherever, whenever, even what weight they want to be at. So you know, I ain't gonna make people come down to catch weight. I ain't gonna you know, make them suffer and come in real weak and halfway. So you know, I want to fight people when they're at their best, when they're at their absolute strongest. And you know, you've seen that last Saturday night. That's what I did. I I went and looked for the toughest guy that's in the division that, you know, guys like Victor Ortiz, Berto, Mayweather, you know, he's been the mandatory player the past 3 years, and nobody wants to give him the shot. So I said, hey, you know, I don't care how hard he hits, how tough he is, bring him down, and, you know, we're going to fight him. We'll fight him at 147 pounds and just make it happen.
Now, Andre Berto was in the house last Saturday night at the HP Pavilion, 6,400 paid, pretty good crowd, folks. Andre Berto was in the house, and he says he's interested in hooking it up with you. What are the chances of that?
I guess he was there watching the guy that he didn't want to fight, the guy that he was sidestepping. So, you know, there's a new WBC champion in the house, and, you know, there's some big things on the horizon. If he wants to take on the challenge, I still think he has unfinished business with Victor Ortiz. But, you know, let's make them all happen. You know, I'm looking for that Mayweather fight. I'm the mandatory to fight him now. And, you know, like I said the after-fight interview, hey, Mayweather, I know you just got out of jail. If you want your title back, hey, let's make it happen. Let's do it.
I'm glad you brought up Victor Ortiz. Of course, a victim of a broken jaw this last time out with Joacito Lopez. Is Joacito Lopez going up way too much in weight to fight Saul Alvarez at 154?
Oh yeah, I think he was actually too small for 147 pounds when he fought Victor Ortiz. He stuck it out. Victor Ortiz ran out of gas, had his mouth open, and cracked him. But I think 154 is just out of his league. He's not big enough for 154 pounds. And I think the real fight there is Saul Alvarez and Lara. I think that's where the fight should be. You know,
Alvarez wants no part of Lara. Okay, I mean they've demoted him in the WBC rankings from number one to number three. They've done everything they can to avoid that Cuban. So I don't see that fight happening unless somebody put a gun to Saul Alvarez's head. Now let's change subject just for a minute. Let's talk about bonemarrow.org. Your wife looks stunning. She looked stunningly beautiful last Saturday night. I've known the lady for many, many years, but she was stunning, man. She's recovered like 200%, and she looks fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she was excited. She was a little nervous. Me making the jump to 47, and having a tough guy in front of me. But man, she looked great. Her bone marrow donor was there, supporting. I mean, we had an amazing night, and it goes to show if. You know, all it takes is one kind of act, one kind act, to save somebody's life. And, I've been pushing hard, go on bonemarrow.org or not be the match.org. And, you can save somebody's life. They were there fight night, swapping people and, getting them on the list. And, it's just amazing. It's just amazing how from somebody across the world, can save somebody else's life and be a exact match to donate and save their life. So I mean it's amazing, and I'm thankful for the bone marrow registry, and thank God everything's going great with my wife.
We talk with Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks. I'm going to keep him around for a few more minutes. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or check us out on the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk, RINGTALK. In hour number two today, we'll be talking with Kung Lee. That's right, the former never lost the Strikeforce Welterweight Championship, decided to retire for a while, go into the world of acting. Of course, he was like the Bruce Lee of a lot of movies over there in Hong Kong in that area of the of Asia. And now he's back, of course, in the UFC, coming off a big win. But Kung Lee will be here in hour number two on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Our guest is the Ghost, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks. Nothing but good news coming out of Gilroy, California this week. Of course, we just got done talking about bonemarrow.org and how you should go to this website, bonemarrow.org. Doesn't take a genius to figure that out for you, bonemarrow.org. Go to that website, get registered. Get yourself swabbed, and maybe you can save somebody's life like somebody saved Casey Guerrero's life a couple of years ago. Because the bottom line is, there's nothing greater than the gift of life. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the American Forces Network and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
but I know I'll never get to love it unless I'm wrapped up in your arms. Gotta take me with you. Please take me with you. Yes. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you where all the lovers meet. Whoa.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Well, I don't think you'll be nominating Floyd Mayweather for a Grammy anytime soon, but he is out of the slam. Got released August the 3rd at midnight, which was last Thursday night, as I had predicted. Actually, he was supposed to get out a week earlier, and then they extended it a week, but the bottom line is, he is out and about. He is a free man. He has been challenged by my current guest. We're talking about the 30-1, 19 KOs, WBC welterweight title holder. Robert the Ghost Guerrero from Gilroy, California, who won last Saturday night over Selçuk Aydın in a bad battle for the interim title. The scores are 117-111 and 116-112. I had a 116-112. Take that back. Two judges had a 116-112. I had a 116-112. That's 8-4 in rounds. Now, Robert, the knock on you from Hector Martinez, and he's the ultimate in boxing critics, was that you made an easy fight tougher by standing there and rumbling with the guy. Is that true?
Yeah, you know what? He's right. You know, I stood there a little too long. But you know what? I'm a fighter. You know, I want to show people, hey, you know what? I could take a shot at 147 pounds and come in with some great shots, and I can give some great shots. You know, the one thing is, you know, you're able to be a chameleon in the ring like me. You know, you can get the job done. You can stay on the inside. You can move. You can box. You can sidestep. You can do so many different things. And, you know, that's what I was doing, you know, standing in there a little bit, you know, show this guy, hey, I can stand there with you too, and then I can also all box you and school you down. So, you know, I did stay there a little bit long, but, hey, I had a long layoff, and, you know, I had to get some of the ring rust out, and, you know what, now it's time to move on and, you know, make that big Floyd Mayweather fight.
Okay, you keep talking about Floyd Mayweather. He's a 154-pound title holder now, the WBA. They're talking about him doing something maybe with Saul Alvarez later this year, or possibly a rematch with Miguel Cotto December 1st, something like that, if he wants to go to the Garden, Madison Square Garden, and fight him there. Are there any indications as to what Floyd's going to do besides, you know, eat some good food now that he's out?
You know what? You know, he's probably just eating that good food right now, spending time with the family. But you know what? I want that fight. You know, it's time to move on from the recycled fighters like Miguel Cotto. He's a young guy, the new guy, you know, the chance. You know, Saul Alvarez ain't even going to get in with Lara. They're staying away from here. I don't think they're going to get in with Mayweather anytime soon either. So, you know, me right now, 147 pounds of mandatory, you know, to fight him. Hey, let's make it happen, man. We just take care of business. You know, I styles make fights, and, you know, when you got somebody else that can change gears also in front of you, you know, it's going to make it a tough fight for you.
Okay, but the bottom line is, right now, if Manny Pacquiao and his group were to call you and said, look, fight me in the Philippines, you'd fight him there in a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'll take him out.
Okay, we're talking with Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks. He once beaten WBC welterweight title holder. Of course, he held championships at 135, 130, 126, and had to leave 135 because Juan Manuel Marquez just decided to ignore him for such a long period of time that Robert wasn't getting nowhere at 135. He had to jump all the way from 135 to 147, and that's where I had the concern, folks, as I tell you what. I used to box at junior welterweight, which in the amateurs used to be 139 pounds. And I could beat just about everybody at 139. When I moved up to 147, I couldn't beat everybody per se. There were guys I had difficulty with. I couldn't beat the top upper echelon of 147-pound fighters, so I moved back to 139. Now, Robert, you showed last week that you put on the weight. The weight looked good. I mean, you didn't look flabby. You didn't look loose. You looked tight. You were able to take. You were able to give. You look like a real welterweight.
Hey, thank you. And, you know, that's what I'm about is, you know, putting everything to work. You know, a lot of people don't realize I came up from 122 pounds, moved up two weight classes to fight one of the toughest guys in the division that nobody wants to fight at his weight. And, you know, especially off the layoff that I had coming off shoulder surgery, you know, we really, really rolled the dice and, you know, came out and you know, came out on top.
Okay, before I let you go, let's talk one more time about bonemarrow.org and how it saved Casey's life. Let me tell you, folks, Casey Guerrero had leukemia. This was a few years ago, and things were not looking good. And all of a sudden, she found herself a bone marrow match somewhere else. And where was that person located?
She was actually located in Germany.
In Germany. Now, so check this out. We're talking about a worldwide system here, folks. She was located in Germany. She gave up her bone marrow. She gave it to Casey Guerrero. Casey Guerrero looks better than I've ever seen her look, and she's been a beautiful woman her entire life that I've known her, okay, ever since she was a teenager. But the bottom line is she looks great. She seems to be feeling good, and we're thank God and this young lady in Germany for coming through with the bone marrow like she has. But maybe you need to register at bonemarrow.org. I know I'm going to do it in the next couple of weeks. You have my word on that, but bonemarrow.org. That is the key.
It's
yes, sir.
It's marrow.org.
Just marrow.org?
Yeah, it's marrow.org.
Not bone marrow?
No, it's marrow.org.
MARROW.org?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you know you're the one that threw me on the bone marrow thing. You know that, right?
Yeah, I made that mistake.
Okay, so at least that one wasn't on me. That one was on the ghost. So we're talking marrow.org, MARROW.org. You can register there, and it's not.
I get so excited talking about it. You know, I usually said bonemarrow.org, but it's marrow.org, or not. You could go to bethematch.org.
Be the match. Sounds like a dating. That sounds like a dating line almost. But bethematch.org or marrow.org. And the bottom line is it's a life saving endeavor. And you don't have to go through all the excruciating pain you used to have to go through in order to donate. Now it's a very simple process, right, Robert?
Oh, yeah. It's a very simple process. You know, all it takes is two to three shots and then, you know, a filter, you know, of your blood. And that's about it.
Well, Robert, I want to congratulate you. Say hello to your lovely wife for me. I got to say hello to her, your mom, your dad last week. They were all so proud of you. I was proud of you. Remember, this guy watched you from the crib, and from the crib to the world championship now four different times. So, I mean, I'm very proud of you, and you're a class act both in and outside the ring. You're a great father, a great husband, a great role model. I can't say enough positive things about you, Robert. Just keep it going, man. I'm in your corner. You know that.
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody to check that out, man. Again, it's marrow.org or not bethematch.org. And follow me on Twitter at ghostboxing.
All the best to you, my brother.
All right, thank you.
All right. Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks. Am I proud of that young man? 30-1, 19 KOs, won championships of 126, 130, 135, and now 147 pounds. Looks like my man Kareem Mayfield, the hard hitter. Out of San Francisco, California. I think he was supposed to be in the August 17th ESPN Friday night finale for the card. Of course, you know, they cut the card like in August, and they don't come back again until like January. But the bottom line is he is out for an injury. They're supposed to have a fight here in the Bay Area, so he is off this August 17th card. Looks like Don George, 22-2-1 with 19 KOs, will be taking on a guy that's avoided a lot, but not avoided no more because Don George is willing to meet him. Talk about Adonis Stevenson, 18-1, 15 KOs, and I take that back, one draw as well, and 15 KOs, and that's going to go down August 17th from Miami. That's right, not Miami, Florida, Miami, Oklahoma. That's where Mickey Mantle was born. I kid you not, I've been there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, and don't forget, you can catch us every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Or you can go to my website, RingTalk, RingTalk, ringtalk.com. I want to mention that Mauricio Gesta was a winner last night. That's right, the Filipino now living here in the United States, and he's living in San Diego. Gesta, now 26-0-1, 13 KOs, took out Ty Barnett, 19-3, with 12 stops. I'm not impressed with him. I'm just not. I've watched him fight a few times now. Don Chargan had him a couple of fights up here in Northern California, and I'm not all impressed with him, so I don't think he's the next coming of Manny Pacquiao. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, talk about a guy that's been quiet, that's been mute. It was like they took away his vocal cords, much like Berry Gordy, the head of Motown Records, did with all those birds that he had in his house, those peacocks. You know, peacocks make a lot of noise, right? Well, Barry had all these peacocks running around his property in Detroit, and the visitors were wondering, why aren't those peacocks making all kinds of noise? Because they're noisy birds, right? He had their vocal cords taken out. Well, it sounds like somebody took Manny Pacquiao's vocal cords out, because we haven't heard much about him. Haven't heard much from him, okay? Not from the congressional point standpoint, not from the boxer standpoint, not from the human being standpoint, not from his alleged anti-gay standpoint. We haven't heard nothing out of Manny Pacquiao lately. Sort of like leading up to the 5 months of this last fight with Tim Bradley. You didn't hear a whole lot from him. Remember he said he was going to fight Floyd Mayweather? That didn't happen. Why? He didn't want it to happen. Actually, I believe his promoter doesn't want it to happen because Bob Arum does not want to bow down and kiss Floyd Mayweather's ring hand. He just doesn't want to do it. No way, no how, and Arum, in my mind, will do anything he can to avoid these guys fighting. So what happens? You roll the dice one time too many. You fight Tim Bradley. You come up on the sour end of a decision, and you end up losing, and this $100 million payday, which was once a $100 million payday, 50 each, if not more, plus pay-per-view percentages, okay, that's out the window. That's not going to happen anymore. It's done. I mean, Manny Pacquiao has shot himself in the foot as far as his negotiating power was concerned. I thought when he lost last November to Juan Manuel Marquez, they gave him that fight. They told him, hey, look, you need a knockout in the 12th round to win. Freddie Roach showed him, his trainer, okay? Didn't get the knockout. He's praying in the corner. He's down there praying to God in the corner that he, you know, gets to the call. Well, the Las Vegas judges did give him the call, at least on a majority decision. One judge had it even. The other two gave it to Pacquiao. I thought that Juan Manuel Marquez clearly outworked, outboxed, outthought, outmoved. I mean, he was just a better fighter all around, ring generalship especially, and that November fight with Manny Pacquiao, and he deserved to win. He didn't win. Of course, now he's talking about wanting to fight Manny Pacquiao again for a fourth time, possibly in November. Will that happen? I don't know, but any fight with Manny Pacquiao has lost its luster, and that's unfortunate, folks. Speaking of losing their luster, I saw films of Muhammad Ali this week, and you can see an article about this on my website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. And I talked about Ali's present physical condition, his medical condition, you know, from Parkinson's and things like that. His wife, Lonnie, who has to be like the toughest woman in the entire world, she has an S on her chest. She is superwoman in my mind because she's taken care of Ali for better than 25 years than I know of. But the bottom line is, you know, she was there for him. She led him across the stage. She basically had to prop him up in front of the cameras and things like that. It was very sad to see Muhammad Ali in that condition. And yes, Parkinson's disease has played a major role in this, okay? But you also have to realize that these are the residual effects of professional boxing. When you stick around too long, when you take too many punches, when you're getting hit by guys like Larry Holmes in the gym and Ron Lyle in the gym, and then you're taking fights with the aforementioned Mr. Holmes and Ernie Shavers and Ken Norton and Joe Frazier and George Foreman. I can go on and on, folks, but the residual effects of taking punches in professional boxing. Here's why I got out. People say to me, you know, you quit. My mother was upset at me the fact that when I retired, she was upset. I told her mom when they were cutting off the gloves in the ring, I looked over the ropes and said, Mom, it's over. And she goes, why? She goes, I haven't even announced the decision yet, and it's over. Well, I lost a split decision, but the bottom line is I realized at that point they were missing me by millimeters and they were hitting me with far more frequency than they were in the past. So unlike Ali, unlike Frankie Click, unlike a lot of fighters, I realized that I wanted to leave that ring with all of my marbles. So that night I decided to retire from Golden Glove competition with four championships. I figured four was enough. Yes, five was the record. I really wanted to tie Mark Breland's record in New York City for five Golden Glove titles. That didn't happen. So what? I got four. But the bottom line is, when they were missing me by inches, it was cool. When they were missing me by millimeters and then starting to hit me with more frequency, it wasn't cool anymore. So I had to get out. Bottom line is, you got to realize, you know, what your limits are. Speaking of limits, I want to mention I saw the Whispers on August 1st in Vallejo, California. The Whispers from Oakland, California were kicking butt. They were great. Last night, the Tower of Power rocked the house. The place was cold, but the Tower of Power was kicking it on all 10 cylinders, folks. Tower of Power just was fantastic at the Solano County Fair. So I want to thank both those musical events. In fact, probably I'll be spending some time with Confunction this weekend as well. They're another Vallejo-based band. All Northern California talent, folks, at the Solano County Fair. So I want to thank the fair. I want to thank my cousins that brought me and everybody else. We had a great, great time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I won't tell you what you can kiss.
One for George Jefferson, who passed away recently. Pretty good guy. Met him a couple times at the fights. Wasn't the most masculine guy in the world, but you know where I'm coming from on that one. But he was a great, great guy to be around. Always a kick, always having jokes, always making people laugh. God bless him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. A lot of cards have been postponed. There was a pay-per-view card tonight that was postponed. The Showtime card next week, that's postponed with Tavares Cloud. The next big fight on HBO is September 1st, 2012. And at a site to be announced, Gennady Golovkin will take on a to-be-announced, to-be-annihilated opponent. And that will be in the main event on HBO Championship Boxing September 1st. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. In the next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we're talking nothing but MMA. I'm talking about the UFC on Fox. That's right. Brandon Vera taking on Mauricio Shogun Rua. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Much thanks to my guests and my fine producer, Scott Cuddy. Until next time, much peace, much respect.